For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
This is shocking. OG Anunoby is expected to decline his player option and explore free agency. While we already knew he was going to do that, it was widely expected that he was going to resign with the Knicks. However, a recent report from Yahoo Sports indicates that OG Anunoby will explore other teams during free agency. We're going to break down these latest reports and so much more today. If you're not already subscribed to the channel, go ahead and hit that subscribe button now. And make sure you have notifications turned on so you don't miss a second of the new content. And now, let's get started. OG Anunoby could consider other teams in free agency. Talk about a report you don't want to hear about. But unfortunately, this is where we are. Friend of the show, Jake Fisher with Yahoo Sports, recently reported that there is no guarantee that OG Anunoby will resign with the Knicks. And actually, he could consider other teams' offers during free agency. Let's go ahead and break down these latest reports from Jake Fisher. Shout out to the NBA Central account on the app X for giving us the following information. According to them, there's no guarantee that OG Anunoby will re-sign with New York, and he is expected to consider offers from other teams. This is coming directly from Jake Fisher of Yahoo Sports. He states exactly, while league personnel are of the mind that Siakam will certainly be re-signing with Indiana, there was word circling among teams officials last week at the NBA Draft Combine that Anunoby's situation with New York is not as cut and dry. Various teams left Chicago with the belief that Anunoby could reach unrestricted free agency and consider deals from other franchises in addition to New York. Looking into this report further from Jake Fisher, he also states the following. Perhaps those signals to rival teams will only help Anunoby elicit a larger dollar figure from the Knicks. Shout out to Jake Fisher with Yahoo Sports for giving us the following update about OG Anunoby and his free agency. Here's the thing with OG. Remember who he's rep by? CAA. Let's go even beyond that. Who is his agent? Is it not Leon Rose's son? So he's CAA rep, and he's also rep by our president's son. Putting all of those things into account, while I understand that Jake Fisher has to report what he's hearing, and I'm sure there were reports coming out of the combine that Anunoby potentially could be had, but I'm sure the teams that were saying that were probably the teams that are looking to go after Anunoby once he hits free agency. Because let's get this right. The Knicks gave up RJ Barrett, Emmanuel Quickley, and an early second round pick. Leon Rose is not going to give up all of those assets for another asset, all to see that player walk in free agency. OG Anunoby will return as a New York Knick. The only question is, how much? What is the dollar figure amount that he'll return with the Knicks on? Will it be $30 million? Will it be $35 million? Could it be $40 million? In my opinion, if you get OG Anunoby for anything less than $30 million, it's a steal. You get him for $30 to $35 million, you're getting him at his market value. So in my opinion, that's okay too. If you have to pay him a little bit extra just to steal the deal and get him at $40 million, it's an investment that's going to pay off in the future. So in my opinion, either way, the Knicks cannot lose. And according to recent reports, OG Anunoby and his next contract is expected to reach $35 to $40 million annually. This is coming from Fred Katz of The Athletic. And all indications are pointing to that the Knicks will pay Anunoby whatever it takes to re-sign him. Anunoby is the wing that we've always needed. He is the perfect fit for this Knicks team. Another year under his belt, another year of chemistry built with this team. He is going to look even better. And I think that offensive game that we saw go crazy in game two against the Pacers was only the start. Next season, he's going to explore that more. And I think Randall and Jalen Brunson is going to help his job become a lot easier on the offensive end. And defensively, we already know what OG Anunoby is going to give this Knicks team. When he's on the floor, we look like a different team. I know that. Leon Rose knows that. And this Knicks front office knows that. That's why OG Anunoby is not going anywhere. I don't care what this report is saying. I don't care how many teams want OG Anunoby. I don't care if the rumor going around the combine is that OG Anunoby will test the waters in free agency. What that tells me is Ananobi's going to test the waters in terms of understanding his value, what potentially he should be looking for in free agency from the Knicks. And that's all it's going to be. Once he understands his value, he's going to talk to his agent. He's going to figure out what the deal is going to be. He's going to sign that new deal, and it's going to be with the Knicks. It's likely going to be for $35 million per year over a four-year period with the Knicks. And if New York is able to swing that deal, I will love that. I will appreciate that. And I'll think the Knicks have just signed their wing of the future for so many years, have him locked down, and now are ready to add to the core of...
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwood1, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwood1 now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwood1.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
OG Anunoby, Jalen Brunson, and Julius Randle. The player you add to that, that's going to be what I'm waiting for Leon Rose in this front office to let me know this offseason. Obviously, I have my favorites, Mikal Bridges, Devin Booker, and Donovan Mitchell. Mikal is the perfect fit in my opinion. He doesn't disturb the offense. He will help contribute to the culture. He already knows how to play with Jalen Brunson, Dante DiVincenzo, and Josh Hart. And potentially, there is a universe where you keep Julius Randle, OG Anunoby, Jalen Brunson, Josh Hart, Dante DiVincenzo, I Hart, and Mitchell Robinson while getting Mikal Bridges on this team. Now, maybe you have to sacrifice a bench, but if you can draft the right way, draft some rookies that could potentially be Tom Thibodeau players, and then you go out in free agency and you make those sneaky low-cost additions that can help this team long-term, that's what's going to put this Knicks team over the top and make us get to the NBA Finals each and every year. It's going to be based on how we draft and what we do in free agency. And Leon Rose has done a very good job, especially in the second round, by identifying talent and getting them on this team. He's also done a very good job in free agency. Jalen Brunson, Josh Hart, Dante DiVincenzo. The contracts have just been impeccable, and it's helped the Knicks gain flexibility so they can pretty much do whatever they want and go after whoever they want come this offseason. They have the players, they have the cap room, they have the assets, and they have the picks. Everything you need to pull off that superstar trade. But the right superstar is going to be key in terms of adding that player to this team. You don't need another player that's going to stop the ball and take away from Jalen Brunson, Julius Randle, OG Anunoby, and what they're going to have going next season. You want to be able to add to that seamlessly. And under head coach Tom Thibodeau, that player that you add needs to be a high-level defender and also need to be able to get you a bucket on offense whenever you need one. Mikal checks all of those boxes. But he's not the only player I would want the Knicks to go after. If other players are available this offseason, I wouldn't mind the Knicks considering those players as well. It's all about cost and who's available. That's what Leon Rose is going to look at come this offseason. And depending on who's available, that's going to determine how big of moves we're going to see from the Knicks. If a player that the Knicks really covet is available, you're going to see major moves. If that doesn't happen, then you're likely going to see smaller upgrades to this roster that keep the core together, but make the upgrades that we need that's going to make us better come next year. That means adding a bench that Tom Thibodeau will play and also adding another player to this team that will not interfere with the culture or disrupt what we're trying to build in terms of team chemistry. You get all of that together and you put it under this Knicks team with Jalen Brunson, Julius Randle, and OG Anunoby with all the other pieces that we have, that's looking like a contender in the Eastern Conference. That team looks like it can go all the way to the Eastern Conference Finals and beyond. And that's the team we're looking to create. Right now, the Knicks have been in the postseason for the last 2 years. Really, it's been 3 times out of the last 4 years. But moving forward, I see this Knicks team making the playoffs each and every year. We're back to that Knicks team, the team that gets to the playoffs and is competitive and has a chance to go all the way to the Eastern Conference Finals. We're back to having that type of Knicks team again. And it all occurred thanks to Jalen Brunson, Tom Thibodeau, and this culture that we've created. This identity that the Knicks have right now. Next man up mentality. Of course, Julius Randle. Him being a 3-time All-Star. His impact and what he means to this team. Each and every player on this team understands their role, knows what they need to do, and understands that when healthy, that we can go toe-to-toe with each and every team on any given night, no matter who that team is and no matter who that team has on their roster, because our squad has a bunch of dogs on it. And with that type of attitude, we can go up against anybody and always have a chance. Shout out to Jake Fisher. I understand you have to do your job and you have to report what you hear. But I can also take a look at the report and also weigh it against all the other reports that I've seen. And after doing that, I can honestly say, I don't think that OG Anunoby is going any other place besides New York, and he is only re-signing with the Knicks. Everybody else can hope for this. You can pray for this, and I know some teams really are. But the Knicks, they're not sweating anything because they knew as soon as they traded for OG Anunoby, he was committed and he was going to sign here long term. Why? Because Leon Rose would have never made that trade unless he had that assurance. So I'm not worried at all. OG Anunoby's likely going to be a Knick for many, many years. But what about you guys? What do you think about these latest reports from Jake Fisher that indicate that there's no guarantee that OG Anunoby will resign with the New York Knicks? Let me know in the comments below, guys, because honestly, I would love to hear from you. But that's going to do it for this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. And if you did, go ahead and smash that like button, leave a comment below. And of course, guys, please subscribe to the channel. Until next time, Knick fans. Peace.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.